This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. As a professor of medicine, my job is to train tomorrow's doctors. I'm supposed to know enough to constantly keep the students learning medicine. But lots of what I learn comes from others, custodians, clerks, and families. Regularly, I find myself saying, I didn't know that. Last week, I was in the back conference room at the hospital, and the young doctors and students and I were talking about a 60-year-old man with severe pain in his feet and his knees and his ankles. Our discussion was focused on all sorts of unusual autoimmune diseases. We had a whiteboard and had listed all the possible causes of his pain. Nellie was the clerk who was filing papers in the back of the room. With hesitation, she came up and whispered in my ear, "Dr. Wilkes, can I offer a suggestion?" "Sure," I said, wondering what she would say. The room turned to listen to Nellie. "He's got pain in his toes, his ankles, and his knees, right? The joints feel hot, right? Seems to me he's got gout." The room was silent as the message sank in. The chief resident came up and gave Nellie a high five. The diagnosis that they'd forgotten was very common and was the cause of this man's joint pain. It was gout. Juan is one of the kind, hard-working custodians who cleans our clinical area. I was sitting at a computer in the charting area when he came up and asked if he could talk to me. He told me how rudely one of our medical residents had treated an elderly man. The man apparently repeatedly asked the medical resident what the testing he had completed had shown. The resident ignored his question after question. Finally, he turned to him and told him he didn't have the time to talk, and he'd see if he could find a student to come by. Had Juan not shared this with me, I would have never known. That resident and I had a long talk, followed by him apologizing to the patient and sitting down and explaining the results of his test. Now, I never blew Juan's cover. Juan, for me, was a good source of information. He told me about tearful patients, depressed patients, families that were arguing, or families that were abusive to their relatives. Another example happened last month. A woman's husband died a few weeks before. He'd been on a large number of medicines of all sorts. She brought the medicines into me in a large brown sack so I could use them with other patients. Now, I clearly can't take medicines from one patient and redistribute them from others. "Well, what do I do with the medicines?" she asked. I explained I wasn't sure, but I'd call and ask our pharmacist, at which point an older woman sitting in the waiting room interjected, "Jake's pharmacy will take them and he'll dispose of them properly." I didn't know that either. While textbooks and apps for our smartphones and computer programs can be very helpful, we can't discount the help that we get from all sorts of other human beings. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.